Welcome to the Windy Hill Windsock. With me, the solution, and joining me today is the architect.
Hey, solution, mate. How are you going?
I'm okay, mate. How are you?
Living the dream. Sunday evening. Work tomorrow. Boo.
Yeah, why have you got pictures of emus behind you?
I've been relegated upstairs into the youngest bedroom. So supposedly I'm too noisy.
Let me guess, have you got a business idea about how we can farm emus for their eggs, their feathers, their meat?
Possibly.
You know, that was a big thing in the 90s.
And I'll be honest, I never had any, so clearly it was a raging success.
Well, you're cutting out. But yeah, this is a true story. I know a guy invested $5,000 in an emu farm, and the fences blew down and all the emus ran away and he lost all his money. true story. With me is a Windsock 2000.
G'day, mate.
Good to see AGI is able to laugh. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Always nice to end a weekend with a lovely honourable loss, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get to that. And with us is Fiona. How are you?
Howdy, guys.
So that's, you've asked the question, Windsock 2000, I want to ask. So we all remember, there's the famous Terry Wallace quote, which was, I'm paraphrasing, but if anybody pats you on the back and says that was a good loss, I'll spew up. I submit, I reckon on this occasion, we've got a fair case to say that was a great performance, even though we didn't walk away with the 4 points. I think losing Ridley for an already short defence, then losing Langford, having put Stringer in the forward, like, it just completely fucked us up. And albeit Port missed shots, which wasn't necessarily just because they were missing shots. I thought we were forcing them wide. But I reckon we win that game if Ridley isn't sniped. Windsock 2000, what are you?
Yeah. Are we going to introduce Fiona? Or?
I did that already.
Did you do that? Oh, I'm not.
Yeah.
I thought you got missed.
Yeah. Can you reboot him, Architect?
I'm turning him off and on right now.
Okay, good. Fiona, while the Windsock 2000's rebooted, what do you reckon?
Yeah, look, any game that we don't get blown away and that I can see that there's some actual fight, and any game where there's one or two occasions where we're all thinking, oh, here we go, here comes a 5-goal pile on, I reckon that's a good day. And I reckon, call it what you want, honourable loss, fought to the end, call it what you want. Any game where we're not getting pummeled or overrun and we're showing some fight till the end, I'm here for. Absolutely.
What's your thoughts, Architect?
I'd agree. I thought, you know, them missing goals, put that aside, it was the fight and the desire for the contest, I think, that I loved. And, again, right to the end, you know, we could have walked away with 2 points, right? So to be that close, again, yeah, I was pretty happy with how it came. Exactly as you said, though, taking Ridley out of the equation, I reckon absolutely messed up our game plan today.
So I want to get straight to that Windsock 2000. Now you've rebooted.
I'm back.
I want you to use your AGI here. So I saw the game. I saw the sort of the replay they showed. I hear Foxtel or the Fox commentators were being apologists after the game. I just switch off straight away. What's the latest? Is there footage of him actually? Is it as bad as we thought? Was he sniped off the ball?
Well, I've only seen a blurry camera from 100 or so metres away from the Fox team, who were clearly trying to bury the evidence. But the ball was 60, 70 metres away. Ridley's standing there by himself, no one around him. Rioli runs past and just gives him an elbow to the chin is what it looks like, which is an absolute dog act. And it really changed the game for us. And it's going to change next week as well.
I couldn't tell if his eyes were on him.
Concussion, doesn't he? He's running past him. So, you know, if Ridley's standing still, he runs directly past him and puts his arm out. So he couldn't have not seen him.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't like a collision.
He's already run past him when he hits him. So it looks like a warrant kind of fist to the face. Again, I only saw footage from a long way away, but he looks like he'd run past him and, you know, kind of backhanded him after going past.
Someone on Twitter made a really good point. Like, you can't just give someone, when the victim is going to miss two games, you can't suspend the offender for just one game. Like, if someone gets concussed, whether intentional or not, that's got to be minimum 2 weeks, and then up from there, depending on how bad it is or if it was intentional. You've got to at least match the victim's, you know, penalty for getting concussed. I couldn't believe them trying to
turn it. Double.
Couldn't believe the commentators trying to undermine it or make it seem less important than it was. Ridley's out for 2 weeks.
And specifically, it's not even part of the play. Right,
yes,
so he's got, you can't say, "Oh, it was an accident, and they clashed heads or some crap like that."
Yes.
He's hitting behind the play. Has to be gone. So, I don't think there's any other way.
Non-football act, isn't it? Completely.
Yep.
It's a fucking dog act. It's assault.
It's assault. It's what it is.
And he wasn't given a free kick as well. So four umpires, one a player goes down off the ball and lies and stays down, and not even a free kick awarded. It's unbelievable.
Well, this is what I want to ask is that in an extremely close game, we win that game with Ridley playing.
Yep.
Why is it when we've got cameras that will sit there and spend 10 minutes ruminating over whether something has brushed the behind post or not, and is it a point or is it out of bounds, why can't we, A, have online reviews of behind the play decisions like that, or I guess a third umpire type situation like they do with VAR in soccer. And I submit that when that happens, Rioli should be off. He should be out of the game. Ridley's out of the game.
Absolutely.
Rioli should be out of the game because we're not getting those points back. And that could be the difference between losing the first final or not making the finals.
You're right, in a close game today, like that, this is how you have to kind of base it. You have to go off the fact that we were a kick away, a one kick difference, and that incident could have changed everything.
Well, I just want the media to keep that same energy that they kept for Zach Merritt 2 weeks ago, where he was basically. They won't. You reckon?
No.
Wingsock 2000?
No. He's from Port Adelaide for one. There's not great footage. He's a kind of popular player. You know, they're not going to get them.
Well,
it'll be a minimum bloody 2 week thing.
Window dressing.
Yeah.
2 weeks is window dressing.
Yeah.
All right. Architect, do you want to do the awards?
Straight into it?
Best players. We'll get to some more parts of the game, but I mean, I don't really want to analyse this one or overanalyse this one. I'm still annoyed. Even the sauna couldn't make me calm down.
Well, I hope you got some tails. I hope you had your little notebook out there and you scribbled down some tails, though. I hope
you know what? I'll give you a little mini tail from the sauna.
You can't. No.
Just a little one, number two. No, it's only a tiny one. I went down there to kind of relax, and I got even fucking more annoyed after the game because it was packed, and there's one guy lying on the bench, and there's like seven of us. And I said to the guy, I said, "Hey, mate, I don't know if you realise it's really full. Could you please sit up so we've got some room?" And he opened his eyes. He looked and closed his eyes again.
Oh, I did.
There you go. Just sit on him next time.
You reckon?
Just sit on him.
Just start dry humping him, maybe?
That's it.
You might enjoy it.
So you're stuck rubbing thighs.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, yeah, Architect. Some best players.
Some best
take
players.
Take your time. And yep. I think there's a lot to talk. I think there's a lot of good performances, particularly from some players that were a little bit under the pump. So, go.
I thought Merritt was strong today. I thought he was really good. The midfield work was excellent.
Can you just stop there? Stop there for a second. Our best midfield, and we include Draper in this, the Draper, Stringer, Merritt, Parrish. It could be the best midfield going round. Winstock 2000, you're nodding sagely.
That first quarter, they were incredible. I think we got seven centre clearances in a row, or eight, or they were just on fire. If we could have kept that up during the game, we've been well on our way to winning.
Stringer should not leave. Every game, he should start for the first centre bounce, first quarter. In the centre, sets the tone.
Yeah, each
quarter, but he sets the tone. The midfielders, they don't know what to do with him because it's a bit unpredictable. He's not in there all the time, so the opposition are a little bit taken aback. He gets it out every single time, and he did today. So that's my take from the Stringer. And as Brad Scott said in his presser, now that his fitness is building, his confidence is building, and they've seen that it can work in his system, you know, hopefully that's a lock. Can I give a nomination for the best from what I saw? Again, I just want to give a really good nomination to Wiedemann again. Just think he's building beautifully and he looks confident in himself and confident, you know, taking that best forward that he has to play at the moment, the number one forward for us. So I think just want to give him a shout.
Yeah. It was a pity he missed that shot at halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely pulling his weight. Sorry, Architect, I stopped you in your tracks there. Zach Merritt was great.
He was indeed. I suppose it's kind of a blanket pass round for, I suppose, those key midfield players. Again, Parrish was prevalent in getting the ball. I'd say for me it was Stringer. I thought he was, like Fiona said, I thought he was brilliant in the when we threw him in there. He was the difference. It's just that big body of his, and with that little bit of fitness, I just feel like he's you know, he's bee's dick gross. Away from tearing it apart.
Yeah. Just keep his body, keep him not injured. That's all he's got to do.
Yeah.
And the combined harvester, Draper, he did some great harvesting. Some great harvesting in that last quarter.
Yeah.
But
he was plowing.
Just goes, pushes himself forward. It's so funny.
He almost kicked goal of the year again. Hit the post, I think. Oh. That was a ripper.
He shouldn't be allowed to do that. He just, someone that big, just showing everyone how it's
but
done.
But actually, should he have just kicked a drop punt rather than, like, walking around a man and kicking a banana?
You got to remember, he's like an oil tanker. Solution. So it takes him a long time to line up to the goal. I don't think he had long enough.
I've never seen an oil tanker balk and then kick a banana, but I guess I take your point. Yeah. So the midfield was great, particularly early, particularly whilst we could afford to have Stringer in there while we had Langford in the forward line because Ridley hadn't been sniped yet. Do you want to expand beyond the midfield?
I do. So I suppose like an honourable for Zerk, I thought he was told Charlie Cameron fairly quiet and he kind of got on top of him, but I feel like by the end of the game he'd actually fought back.
I didn't even see Charlie Cameron once. That's how good he was. You mean Dixon.
Charlie Dixon.
Architect.
What is he? Well, who cares? He's Port Adelaide.
We face King Charles next week. You're a week early.
It's just nice for me to get my own back after the... You sledged me over Francis too.
Me? I would never do such a thing. It actually does sound like me, so yes. Fair enough. Fair game. For me, so another one from the back line. I was impressed with Kelly. I don't know when you see from a distance, he's like his runs, like, but he's at like second follow up, third follow up runs. He's actually really work. Yeah, he does work hard. And it's probably not much, plaudit for that effort. You don't really see it on the TV. It's only when you kind of zoom out or they analyze something, you can kind of see him. He's constantly moving, that bloke.
And it goes unrewarded, but he still does it. That's what I love. He never gets the plaudits. He's never in the bests. Doesn't get a stat for the double, triple efforts, but he still does it. Doesn't whinge that he's not getting the plaudits. So that's what I love.
His link-up play was really important today. I thought he did well, kind of come pushing up to the wing. Really good.
Yeah, and maybe just an honourable mention for the tank, for the big hit in the middle. Dylan Shield.
Who would have thought he had it in him? He was good again. In terms of
on Charlie Don's replay, I want that though, and continue on to I think it was a merit goal. That passage of play was one of the best for the whole year for me.
Yeah, 100%. Dylan Shield, man, you got to give him props. He has turned things around. He has reinvented himself. He's a tackle machine. He's hard. He's using the ball well. Surely he deserves a lot of credit. And I think Brad Scott deserves credit too for whatever whispering he's doing. He's the Shield whisperer.
Yeah. Well, one thing on the midfield today, I thought they were a bit sloppy at times with their hands. We were getting good, we were winning the ball pretty well. Hobbs was doing well. Shields, Edward, they're all in their parish, but the hands were just a little bit off, and I'm not sure if it's as much skill error. Their pressure was pretty elite today around the ball, so you probably put a bit down to that. But if we were to clean some of that up, they would have would have got a fair bit more inside 50.
Yeah, and it wasn't just the midfield; it was. Seem to be sloppy with their hands all over the place.
Yeah. It's pretty chronic, yeah.
I think we had something like 72 turnovers today, so it was fairly high.
Jesus Christ, 72?
How did we come that close?
Yeah.
It's actually, the positives you can take out is that, there are still glaring problems with our game, and we're still kicking, 90 points, 100 points last week. We're still finding ways to score.
And that's because the belief is there. That's the change for me this year, the belief. And Brad Scott said once they have the belief that they can do it, the belief in the system, the rest falls into place. So that's – and we may not even see it. Like I'm thinking long term, so I'm thinking next year, all these close ones we actually win. But it might even be the end of this season that we get in the same situation and – we win the close ones, It might not even take as long as next year. So, so I think, there's so many things, so many turnovers, so many, as you say, 72, what was it? 72
turnovers.
It was 72 turnovers. And we still get so close. So,
Hang on, are you sure 72 turnovers? I just can't believe
that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the benchmark? What's the benchmark?
Google it.
I think it's like 30 or something, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
I've just looked it up. It was 72 turnovers. Whoa. 72 turnovers to 59.
Okay, so they were pretty high too then. It's because it was a high pressure game. Yeah.
We're on the right track for sure. And we've still got, I think two of our top three in the best and fairest out, which is Wright and Wright and Guelphy, really important players. And we've got players that are high draft picks, well regarded, that are yet to kind of get their body right and make it into the side, like Reed and Coxey. They're probably the main two. You got some other exciting players coming in as well, like Fossey and and all.
We're just going to start planting some defender trees just out there in the hangar, just so some trees to grow some defenders, because currently we're looking a little short on defenders.
They're dropping fast, aren't they?
They are dropping like flies.
We can't afford to wait. We need the. I mean, I live in reservoir. I'll get a hydroponic set up, and we'll start growing them in the garage.
Oh, well, look, I think one thing is for sure: this mid season, we're going to have to invest in a defender. Like, if we're just going to have to, no matter where, we're going to have to pick up a defender somewhere. A tall, genuine defender. We can't be at this point where we have to bring in. I mean, Reed will come in next week, no doubt, but we can't be at this point where we've got nothing in the wings. Don't try and sell me that Baldwin's a defender.
And the poor bastard comes in from Brisbane.
Yeah, he's like PTSD. If it's raining and it's a night game, he's going to have genuine PTSD because he'll be on Joe Danaher. He's going to need some therapy pre and post game.
We have blown off course of the.
Sorry,
my
fault.
No. We're all doing it, but we've blown off course a little bit from the.
Continue.
But I want to talk about a player who is the new Scott Lucas. We have the new Scott Lucas in our team. And I say he's a Scott Lucas because if he's within sight of goal, 50, 55 out, whatever, he's having a shot. And more often than not, it goes through. That's Archie Perkins. I like the fact he takes responsibility. And I know there was a game, might have been against Collingwood, there was a time when he had players, I don't know if you recall, in the last quarter, I think it was, when he had a shot for goal and he had players to his left, but I like the fact he takes responsibility and is a little bit hungry and keen to kick the goal. And today, did he score two? Am I right in saying?
I think so.
And a couple of goals under pressure.
Yeah, so, I thought his first goal was excellent. Smart enough to straighten up and, you know, settle himself. From around about 50 out, he's a very impressive unit.
Yeah, and he does that again because he's hungry. He wants the goal, which is a good thing in my view.
Just needs to build up his engine a bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
And then he could be anything. So
when he's missing tackles in the back line in the first quarter, that is not great. He directly led to two goals. For Port in that first quarter.
He wasn't from Crusoe either today. There was a lot of missed tackles.
Yeah. But...
Do you think his engine, has his engine sort of been downgraded to a two-stroke though because he's spending so much time in the forward line?
No.
I hope that's not the plan.
No.
But don't you reckon like if he was running in the midfield more like he was last year, maybe his tank would be better? No. All the sports scientists.
It's all about what he's doing off field.
Correct.
On field.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So hopefully he's working hard and they've got him on the right program to turn him into the player that we need him to be.
I hear he does a lot off field.
Well, that's it.
Down Chapel Street he does, running up and down Chapel Street. I'm not around the tan, unfortunately.
We know this is true.
A bit more dedication.
Look at the kid. Him and Guelphy, don't even start me on some of the shit I've heard. Him and Guelphy, it's no coincidence that they're single. I'm just going to leave it there and put it that way. Both of them. When they're the two best looking. They're the two best looking on the team.
If you're going to play the field, be single. Surely that's the... You got to get credit for that. Nope. Anyone else? Anybody wants to shout out before the architect gives the award of the herd?
I thought you already gave the herd.
Oh, did you?
No.
No. What? No.
You need another reboot.
I thought
you said Stringer.
You're on low battery. Okay. What? Do you need a backup? What?
This new THC. module is not working, architect.
I'm going to have to roll you back to Betamax at this rate. So,
yeah. Can we just get the 16-bit version back?
That's it.
Who are you giving the award to?
I think I'm going to give it to Merritt this week. And I thought he bounced back nicely from last week where he was below par.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair.
He was.
All right. What about the other side of the coin, Architect?
It's a hard one, I'll say, because I'm kind of loath to give it to the Fords, because we only kind of went in there 44 times, and it was, I think it was a hard day for the Fords. I think it was especially hard for the small forwards. So Davies and Menzies, just they didn't get much of a chance or much of a look in today. So if you were to kind of throw out a couple of names, it'd be those two, and it's probably more to do with they just didn't get a chance to impact the game, more so than I thought they were poorer when they did get the ball. Again, Hind, I thought he was quiet until later in the game near the end, where he actually started to do that bit of run in the dash. It's, I feel like we haven't seen that enough.
Yeah, we didn't see much.
So it's like, I don't know, it'd be like they're the three that kind of come to mind for me. And again,
well, hang on, there's another guy who has to be in the mix, surely.
Phillips?
Yeah. Like, he, admittedly,
he had more marks this week than for 3 weeks.
Yeah, marginally better, I would say.
He almost won us the game twice as well.
And he was true. He was raped by the umpires.
He was.
Clearly he has no spine, because you can't push him in the back.
No, that's right. He's a mollusk. No spine.
Let's be fair, he was coming off a very low bar, though. His last week was absolutely awful.
Yeah. So you can't use his own bad performance that won the Henneman as a benchmark. But yeah. I'm not saying he should win it, but I'm saying he's in the mix. Can I ask a slightly serious question? Are we worried that the Draper drop-off seems to be something we can't quite solve? And without 2 metre Peter, what's the alternative? Is it to bring Brian in? Is it to play Boss? At least he can he ruck?
No.
He's big enough.
No.
The Draper problem is a Draper problem. It's solely a Draper issue. I don't know. Again, I said this to you metaphorically, he's holding the team to ransom, because he's essentially saying we have to play a second ruck in order to get the best out of himself. And I don't know how long we can keep doing that, given that Phillips is kind of, you know, he's on his last season or two. Brian is potentially not quite there, and he's going to take some building up.
Is it a bit harsh to blame Draper for the fact that there's nobody who's quite good enough to help him?
But why does he only play his best football when he's got a second ruck? Why is he not playing his best football, period? When Wiedemann or 2 metre Peter can just chop him out.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Does anybody play the whole game, though?
Of course they do. We're one of the only clubs who actually play two genuine ruckmen. All the other clubs have one genuine and then a backup.
Yeah.
But I suppose those clubs that have one genuine ruckman, they're still resting them. So they're not playing the full game in they're not going to every center bounce.
No.
I think that's a bit unfair to kind of throw him under the bus.
No, but 2 meter Peter does the chop outs, and when 2 meter Peter's not there, Wiedemann does the chop out. It's not just a genuine second ruckman.
I think the second ruckman works for us. I like it.
But when 2 meter Peter comes in, that's a third tall. Are you carrying all those tools?
Actually, isn't the problem just that we've got a dearth of tools? So we kind of like...
But no backmen.
That's it. It's still not a tall team. Two ruckmen, Wiedemann and Wright, with Stringer, Tip and Woody, Perkins. Like, that's not a team. It's too tall down the spine.
Reed in the back line, and that's about it.
Reed, Brandon, Zerk, Thatcher, and then some people want Jones in the forward line too.
He's not in. He's not coming in.
Or a third tall, sorry. Like anybody, a third.
No, I think I like the third tall as the ruckman. I like that.
Yeah, so it's either or. I just think we have to get to a point where Draper has to be okay to play out a game and play his best.
I'll tell you what, by the way, remiss of us not to mention Langford today.
Poor kid, he first quarter he's thinking, this is my day, I'm gonna kick 12 first quarter, and then bang, all his dreams go begging.
And Aaliyah just was clueless as to what to do.
Yep.
Yep.
It was brilliant. Couldn't genius. Couldn't work out setup.
If he should be behind, in front, didn't yep. know where to go.
Unpredictable genius.
He's got a good tank, Langford. Like he can, he's just a smart footballer.
Honestly, fuck you, Rioli. You fucked us big time.
Yeah.
But so, maybe it's also partly clearly a good coach is in the is at the helm at the moment because some of the tactics that we've seen over the last few weeks are all kind of paying off.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing their homework, and he knows our mate Scott knows the nuances of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What year did Worsfold start?
And to not capitulate when Ridley goes down and it fucks up the structure. That's the other thing that I'm really buoyant about, is that that could capitulate a young team, a young developing clueless team with, let's be honest, bereft of genuine leaders. But we didn't. We lost our way for a little bit, but hung in there, fought back. So that's the stuff I'm buoyed by and positive and, you know, whilst disappointed that I don't get a replay to watch and that we don't, you know, stay in the eight, bigger picture, you know?
Yeah. But I was just going to say, like, Worsfold started in 2017. I've seen more tactical acumen and changes and tactical nous in the last eight games than I'd seen in the previous six years.
Yeah, great.
And then some, yeah.
So we're blown off course a little bit again from the Henneman. I'm going to say...
One more player that I'm a little bit disappointed in, and it's because I think he's a champ.
Because you love him so much, and he's let you down a little bit.
I love him so much, but he's just been, it's almost a cumulative Hanneman. 3 weeks, I think he's been under his best, and I don't know what it is, but he's got a snap out of it, and that's Redman.
Redman, yes. Mm. Oh, he had a funny old couple of weeks, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Really off.
Yeah, something's not right with him.
Mm.
I don't know if it could be a little niggler or I don't know. But we need him so bad now.
Right? Sorry to interrupt. He was our third highest disposal getter.
That is outrageous.
It's not about that. He was doing kick-ins and stuff like that.
Oh, true.
Do they count?
Yeah, yes, they do. If you run out of the square, that's how Dacos gets 41 every
week.
That's
right.
That's why Heppel's taking kick-ins.
So do we reckon he's got a little nickel? Cutting.
Well, I don't know. There's something not going right with him.
Or has Scott said to him, has Scott switched up his positioning and his role a bit?
He's having to be more accountable and, you know.
But he was a bit off even before, when Laverty was there, yeah.
Yeah, it was before that. It was like a game before that.
Well, he's well under what he's shown. Something's up.
Just doesn't look like he's working as hard, and that's why
I agree.
Maybe it's he's managing something. Now we know that Jones has been managing something, so that's interesting news as well.
Is he? Well, I thought he just did his back today.
Nope, he's been managing it for weeks.
That can't be right. That doesn't fall in line with Brad Scott's ethos.
Your narrative.
I know. Correct.
Who said? Where's this information from, please?
Doesn't fall in line with your narrative, did you say, Fiona?
With Brad Scott's narrative.
This
is when you find out Santa isn't real, isn't it?
That's exactly right. My narrative, it stays true to what I've been saying. He should be in the VFL or not play.
Well, maybe he's just had a bad back and we need to give him some love.
Who's the source? I need to know.
I read it on Twitter.
Okay.
Well, it's got to be true.
Well, no. I refuse to believe that Brad Scott is playing him with a sore back when you got others in the VFL sitting there. I can't have it. Can't.
Shag is back, maybe. All right. Well, this is what I'm going to say about the Henneman Award. I'm going to, because I probably owe this guy some love after a few weeks ago, I'm going to say Menzies gets a pass because of the sub rule.
What?
Because
he was a sub.
Yeah.
Came on as a sub. He gets excused from being the Henneman.
Oh, okay.
Albeit he still played 2.5 quarters.
It's a pretty early sub.
That's so kind of you.
I'm going to add that extra element of difficulty for you, Architect. So who's your Henneman?
I'm just wondering why I dialed in to this. You're just upping the degrees of difficulty on me.
Because we need you to be help desk for the Winsock 2000 mainly.
I don't know, Davey, because I don't think he had any real influence on the game. Yeah. Unfortunately,
that's fair. Yeah, I think you're a bit kind to him and Menzies by saying it was circumstances dictated the conditions weren't particularly favourable. Granted, it didn't get down there a lot after sort of halfway through the second quarter, but Davey was. Like, he flashed into the play in the last quarter. I thought, oh, where's he been?
Mm. Yeah.
And where he hadn't been is near the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, because I suppose you've got to look at it and say Tipple was running around and he was making himself felt, so...
He was good. He was good.
Mm. He was really good today.
Another game, ticked off for him.
Mm.
Moved up the ground a fair bit.
Yeah.
Laid a few nice crunches.
Bit of speed.
Nice chase down tackle. Back.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm. He's only going to get better and better, I think.
Yep.
Anything else on the game?
So who's the award going to?
Mm.
Dave. Oh my God, have you got the Winsock 2000? What the fuck is going on?
Am I on mute?
I thought I was the one with dementia. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've been infected by the Winsock 2000. I'm so sorry, Architect. Apologies. Davey, okay. I was listening, I promise. Oh, okay.
Early onset Alzheimer's you get from following this team, I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the wine that you're drinking. Mm. So... Okay. Can't read that, mate. What's it say?
Not in focus. Just got a text. One of the sources. Very close to the club.
Winsock 2000. So let me set the scene. This is he's been in his own instance, AI instance, but Architect, you've finally released him to the internet.
I have.
Today. So what's your source say?
So I'm hearing that young Reed may have done his hammy in the VFL today.
No!
This is comical now. You just got to laugh. Like, you actually have to laugh because we genuinely have nothing to replace them with. Mm. We have nothing, nobody.
But there's a but on this. So he came off, but potentially it was because Rids came off today and they wanted to manage him.
That's what I heard. However, nothing about an injury.
He did have his hammy strapped when he came off.
You're just fear-mongering. That's what you're doing. Well,
yeah,
Are you part of the media? Because you would fit right in.
They're two wildly different scenarios. You sure he just wasn't
pulled? Let's see.
He was pulled once Reed did. I'm choosing to believe, so I don't have nightmares, that he was pulled as soon as Ridley did his got sniped.
I hope that's true.
Who told you? Again, reveal your source.
It was the Essendon modem.
That's
how
it.
How reliable?
The internet.
The dial-up? As reliable as the dial-up was?
Of course, what this does mean is if Reed does play next week, he hasn't even played a full game of footy, and he's going to be coming in against fucking...
Yeah.
Don't know.
So I think last week he only played at... Did he play a half, I think?
No, he played a full game the week before. His first game back into the VFL was a full game.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think you can't bring him in. I don't think he hasn't played enough.
You have to. But who are you going to put? Like, who?
Mitching. Just literally an AI.
No, because this is comical now. Like, this is actually comical. You have to bring him in. We have no other choice. What are you going to say? Put Wiedemann in the back? You can't. There's no other tall boys. They're all little.
I'll throw Langford back. That's all.
Langford.
That's not. That's what, that's play not on help. Yeah. No.
And Redmond will have to go on the third.
No, I think we just send Waller back there.
I think Shaga's back. To
play on Hipwood, I reckon. That's a great matchup. No, Reed has to
play. Harry Jones back, play centre-half back, tears it up. Yeah. That's my prediction.
Send Phillips down there. Maybe. God, he might get some more. You never know. Is he being tried as a backman?
We should have kept Francis.
Is Aaron Francis available? I think he got dropped.
This is ridiculous now.
Henneman. We need Aaron Henneman. Jesus Christ.
Actually comical now. Poor Brad Scott is probably thinking, I'm trying to do my best here, and they can't even give me any reserves.
All right, well, let's just before we get to next week, any other comments on the game?
Yeah, I've got one, but it's not about the game. It's about, I don't know if anyone had to struggle through listening to the Fox commentary.
But oh, my God, I was going to get to that.
Can someone just tell him to piss off? He's there to commentate, not to actually barrack.
I actually remember him as a player.
He
played for Melbourne and then Sydney.
Went to Sydney about Whiteley? Who are you talking about?
Healy. Jared Healy.
Healy.
Oh, Jared.
Jared Whiteley didn't play for anybody.
Oh, sorry.
but
he's just a grumpy old man. That's what he reminds me of.
Yeah, and he wasn't the most, he didn't tackle. He didn't do any of the hard shit. So he was sort of an outside kind of midfielder. He's a good player, but fuck. Not that good. Not good enough that he can be.
He's got a brown though, doesn't he?
Yeah, it was, so what? Midfielder's award. Jesus Christ. He was painful. Yeah, there's a few spazzes that have won that. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't use that word. There's a few challenged people that shouldn't have won it. Football challenged, I mean, in that context. Yeah. He was just impossible today to listen to. Negative. Yeah.
Awful.
Just shithouse. Dermot, by contrast, was actually adding some perspective. Mm. And, for example, when Healy had a go at Stringer, and he said, well, he's there to try things. He's there to you know, try and do the difficult. That's why he's in the team. And there was a few times like that where at least Brett Brereton remembered that not all players are perfect. But fucking Healy, just euthanize that prick.
He just reminds me of the old codger going out there to see who's putting rubbish in his bin at night. Like, that's what he reminds me of.
Yep.
Grumpy old bastard. Like, just go to Tahiti and lie on a beach somewhere for the rest of your days.
Yeah, agree. Anything else on the game? What I can do, I can say, Fiona, you're swishing. I don't know what it is, if it's your hair or whatever, but you're doing lots of swishing.
Stop.
It's the wine.
It's not my. I can do no right, honestly. You trolling me again? You are.
I'm not trolling. I'm just trying to set high quality standards for this
podcast.
I'm
just sitting here talking to you.
For the first time in 10 years. Yeah, a couple of things on the game. And this is a little bit self-indulgent because this is about other podcast members. But anybody who listened to Fiona's forecast on the other day, I did say the correspondent and Jez were on two sort of parallel benders. I don't know if they cross paths or not, but we did ask for proof of life a few times because I was worried about them and their kidneys and their livers. And we got proof of life, so good to hear that they made it. But by all reports from Essendon fans and residents who went over there, residents of Adelaide will know this, but Port Adelaide supporters sound like they're some of the worst supporters you can ever encounter. And we only ever see like a cheer squad over here and a small portion of them that sit over on that far side of Marvel. But it sounds like the people who went today copped a bit of verbal. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah. So,
yeah, even on the TV, it sounds just what they kind of, you know, boo and all that kind of shit, like, just gives you the shit sometimes when they don't get a free kick or whatever, and it's clearly not there. It's like Anzac Day going to a bloody Collingwood game. They think everything's holding the fucking ball, and just shut up, mate, and let me watch the footy. Seriously.
Mind you, at work today, because I remember in the first quarter, we were tackling, and there were a number of times that they were held in the tackle, 2-3 rotations, didn't get rid of the ball, threw the ball, incorrect disposal, nothing. And then second quarter, there was like 3 in a row, bang, bang, bang. Merritt picked it up. I think that might have been the third quarter. You know, I thought the rule that everyone sort of understands and agrees, the interpretation is, if you pick the ball up and then stand up in the tackle, that it's ball up. Merritt didn't drag it in. Does that holding the ball?
Yeah, that was in the Ford 50, wasn't it? Was that one?
There was one in the Ford 50, and there was literally
absolutely no prior. It was on him as he collected the ball.
I think Perkins got pinged. Like, he literally just got the ball from the, like, bounced to him and tackled straight away and pinged.
There were two for Merritt and there was Perkins. There was the 50-metre penalty, which was a joke.
That was a disgrace. It's literally 0.1 of a second after he whistled. Like, Martin was already going down to hold the ball in. He didn't fall on him.
There was no fucking impact.
Yep. He just held the ball in, which you're well within your right to do. It wasn't late. Like, he would have had to know the call back in time. And the bloke ducked. So clearly he's not going to think it's a free kick because he's playing like Buddy Joel Selwood out there.
Yep. And then there was a few goals I got in the first quarter from memory where 3 in a row, I think, where Phillips was pushed. Nothing. Anyway, very frustrating.
Yeah.
And can Ray Chamberlain just, like, stop trying to bounce the ball?
Yeah, he's too old.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
It is. You just don't have the... There's no amount of Wheaties you can eat. Does anyone ever eat Wheaties anymore, by the way? That expression's probably outlived the cereal. But there's no amount of, protein shakes you can have that's going to enable you to bounce the ball above your shoulders, which is not very high.
Oh, it's about 5'0".
Yeah. And he does have short men's.
It is annoying that they make, they make them do that, Ryan. Like, I'm sure if he had a choice, he has some self-awareness that he's a shit bouncer. I'm sure he'd prefer to throw it up. They make
Are
him
we
bounce
sure
look
of
like
that?
A dick.
Doesn't sound like him, Ray Chamberlain, no. With self-awareness.
It's
yeah.
It's all about him.
That's exactly right. That doesn't sound quite right.
Yeah. He's a bit of a showboater, that's for sure. But surely he knows he can't bounce.
No, I think he thinks he's God's gift to umpiring and football and 100-metre penalties. I really do think he thinks he's perfect.
No, I think today even he knew because the commentators pointed out that he was kind of said sorry, boys, at least once. So I think
that's all part of the drama that he loves. It's not genuine.
He say sorry for that 50-metre penalty as well.
Yeah, no, we didn't get any sorry there. All right, well, we're petering out, so no more on the game. So let's move on to good news. Next week we have Brisbane. In the Gabba.
Can we just say not interested in coming? Like, what can we do?
White flag.
Yeah. Can we just raise a white flag and just concede? Like,
is that the game you went to last year, Fiona?
Yes, it was.
No thoughts of going this week?
No. Oh, hell no. Nah. That was unexpected. That was great. That was really fun. That was a great game where they had 6 out. Was it from COVID? Was it?
It was.
Yeah. Had 6 of their players out and we still thought we'd lose, obviously, but that was a great day. It was a day game. Sunshine.
Yeah, to be honest.
It's going to be very different, I think, this week.
I think they could have 12 players with syphilis this week and they'd still win.
It's a very different dynamics.
What do we think we can do? Let's assume Reed is fit, because I think the Winsock 2000 source is pretty unreliable.
Yep.
What do you think, Architect? Central changes.
Central. Shit, I don't know. It is a bit old Mother Hubbard. I think you have to bring in Reed. I don't think you can do much more than go with what we had today, other than try and shore up the back line.
Do you bring Durham back straight back in?
Yeah, probably for Hines, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very good change.
Or Davey. Maybe Davey.
I think you keep Davey. I think you keep Davey in until after Dreamtime.
I reckon.
I'll be tempted to rest him.
Yeah, me too. Here's one for left field. Well, I think we just need bodies. We need tall people. We need height. I don't give a shit how fit or not fit he is, or if he's got shaggers back because he's been or carpet burn or whatever. I'd bring Harry Jones in as a body and just have him sitting near Wiedemann and have Langford in defence and maybe...
He's injured.
Yeah, what are you smoking?
It's just a rumour.
No, the Jones one is true. He did his back.
But I said on that particularly.
Maybe
injury,
I've got the infection. This is the podcast.
He has been managing that.
It's contagious, clearly.
No, this is the podcast we're going to do in 30 architect, years' time in the old people's home.
Still time for you, architect.
We're going to be in the old people's home. This is going to be the podcast.
Okay. Voss. Voss.
That was going to be my next one. Just Voss, Baldwin. I don't care who it is. A tall guy with some bulk. Bring them in. Well, then bring him in. I don't care if he just sits in the goal square and just busts a few packs.
Yep. Yeah.
And that won't even do much. Their back line is very assured. And forward of the ball, Gunston, Hipwood, Danaher. It's a disaster. Literally going to be a disaster. Yeah, I'm quite confident with my King Kelly on Charlie Cameron. He absolutely towed him up last year. Was firsthand watching him off the ball. He killed him, absolutely killed him. And similarly, Laverty killed Danaher last year, absolutely tore him a new one. So that's going to be quite sad not to have.
Does McGrath try and play on him?
On Danaher?
No. On architect Charlie Dixon.
That's it. The beast.
This really is the Alzheimer's.
No, King Kelly was beautiful on Charlie Cameron. That's a lock. Move on from that. Yeah.
So, I just want to say, solution. If someone's listening to us for the first time, they're listening to our best podcast ever. So go back and we're worth.
It's all shit, mate. There's no. Yeah, this is. Yeah, you could be right. This could be the best of a bad bunch. So that's my. Then bring in Voss. Done. Lock. Bring him in.
That's not going to happen.
Baptism of fire in Brisbane. It's probably not, is it? So what changes can happen with Winsock 2000?
It's Durham in. I think it's Davey out. Snelling sub. Reed in for Ridley. I think that's all you do.
And Fiona?
I'd probably bring... But see, Durham wasn't in fantastic form either, to be quite honest with you. But, yeah, you'd probably bring him back in for Hind, maybe.
Taz did give him the herd a few weeks ago.
Yeah, so we'll bring him in for her.
He had one bad game.
Yeah, okay, fair, cool. Yep, bring him in for Hind, maybe. That's what I would do. And absolutely bring in Reed, no question. Even if he's on one leg, but you cannot not go in with no backline.
No,
if he
but
doesn't,
you can't.
They're tall.
You can't play him if he's hamstring.
No, obviously I'm being.
You can't play him.
I'm being facetious, obviously, but I just think it's a disaster if you can't, because then you bring in Baldwin, and I'm telling you, he's no backman. Or you put Phillips in the back, because that's just disastrous. Either way,
scary Reid coming in off like one game and two halves like concerns me, given the amount of footy he's played in the last 2 years, which is almost negligible.
It does, but I mean, yeah, and if you, I guess if you stick with Brad Scott's ethos, then he doesn't come in and you bring Baldwin in, who's no defender. Yeah. Like,
he has been, like, so he's looking a lot bigger. He's been in the gym.
Oh, his shoulders are great, but he's not a defender. Yeah. I don't know. Have you watched him in the VFL playing defence? Oh.
No, Reid. I'm talking about Reid.
Oh, Reid. Beg your pardon. So
he's been putting in a body of work for sure with the type of injuries he's had. He's been able to kind of increase his strength and this kind of stuff. I'm just worried about his kind of match fitness and match, maybe not as much the fitness, but maybe the match polish, I'll call him.
So you're not worried that he'll do another injury? You're just worried that he might not play that well?
Yeah, I think he's put in the body of work to get his body right.
Well, if it's a matter that he just might not be match fit, not a body injury worry, then you bring him in because you have no other choice. But if we're worried that his body needs some hardening up in the VFL first to lesser strength bodies, then you don't bring him in.
Yeah. Confidence as well is a thing when you're playing elite sport, and to not have a solid backing at the lower level and to just go straight into AFL, like, fuck, would be hard, I reckon, for a player like him. But, yeah, hopes and prayers.
He's been through it before on the positive.
I reckon Brad Scott is the type of coach who'd keep his mental state kind of nice and centred and paint him the bigger picture that we know. It's like with Zirk Thatcher, he's not dropping his head. Easily could have dropped his head after last week, after getting towed up. But Brad Scott's the perfect coach. He's a people's coach. You know, he really connects with them and gets to them on that deeper level. So I think I'd back Brad Scott in to keep Reid.
Yeah, if Brad Scott brings him in, yeah, it'll be right. I'd back whatever he does. It's the as best he can possibly do in the situation.
Yep.
Just an aside, I really liked Dermot today. Maybe it was just in contrast to how fucking...
The Alzheimer's kicking in.
how moronic Jared Healy was. But hear what he said about Zirk Thatcher. He just said, look, he must be a terrific young man, because the way he's bounced back and how... Not just bounced back, not the right word. The way he's assisted is really to be admired. So... Yeah, it was quite impressive.
He worked himself back into the game, and so did Draper. Really, so
and symbolic of the team, you know, of the team's ethos. No matter how bad you're going, it's the next moment, the next contest, the next stoppage. You don't look back. You look, you know, easily. They all could have easily have dropped their heads after last week, 40 points ahead. Easily could have given in this week. So, yeah, I'd back Brad Scott to get Zach Reid mentally kind of in the right mind frame if he did come in. But again, if we're concerned that his body might get injured because it's an AFL game, not a VFL game, then you don't bring him in.
I was hoping Kane Baldwin might have done something today. I looked it up and he does appear. Twitter latest news. This is from Mansfield Town FC. Defender Kane Baldwin, 19, has extended his loan at Evo Stick South Outfit, Belford Town, a further month. That's the only comments on Kane Baldwin today.
What?
So,
not a lot of reports then.
No.
Did Rossi? Maybe. How many did Rossi kick today?
I don't know. I'm trying to find VFL scores. It's just pathetic.
It was 53-70-something. I know that was the score, but I didn't quite see individual players.
Because the victoring with match reports.
Why don't you ask your source? It's like 2000.
Yeah.
It's really turned to shit.
This we didn't even watch it.
The The Alzheimer's cast, hey? So let me get predictions, and then maybe we'll just go and have nine nights.
Take our meds.
Sherry and take some meds.
Sherry. Somebody, who wants to start? You go for it.
I'll go. Okay. I reckon Brisbane will be too strong. We've got too many gaps in the back line. I reckon Brisbane by 30.
Yeah.
I think Brisbane by 37.
Yeah, which will be there? I was thinking 35.
God, it's the 30s, huh? What? 42 points, Brisbane.
Ooh.
I reckon. I mean, Judas has been playing pretty well, unfortunately.
I think I foresee that this will be our biggest loss of the year, even coming up against Geelong again in Geelong. I feel it in my waters. This will be our biggest loss of the year.
Even with a full team, it's a big ask travelling twice in a week.
Yeah, they're a good team.
I'd probably feel a little bit more confident if we had Tumita Peter and Laverty. Yeah. But, it's not going to be pretty. I'm not going to lie. I think they'll fight. They won't disgrace themselves. They'll just inevitably be, it'll just be a lack of personnel, you know. Because you have to remember as well, the more newbies you bring in, the less chemistry that there is within the team. We have a good system, but you can't deny chemistry isn't built from one game.
And we've had a pretty horrendous run for the last few weeks. We're playing all the top teams and we've had shorter breaks than everyone. And again, we're going to have a shorter break against Brisbane. So,
and we've been forced into changes, which have been far from ideal.
But look, we just got to get through this weekend, and then we're back home, and we're dream time. West Coast in there, North Melbourne in there, and then so then we can take a breather.
Yep.
So we just got to get through this one.
That's a good end to note it on. The other good end to. That's a good end to note it on. That's a good note to end it on.
Did you just notice that none of us even questioned you?
What meds are you guys taking? Because mine aren't working.
The trick is to take them before the pod starts, not during.
Was that meds or meth?
If it was meth, I'd be on, mate. I'd be on. Another good thing is I saw a headline in one of the newspapers today, will Carlton make the eight, which made me smile. I thought they were locked for top four this year.
No, I thought they were locked for the cup. I'm sure I saw that.
Yep.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. Every cloud. All right.
It's really the polar opposite to us.
Yeah.
In terms of good coaching, shit-ass coaching. Not getting anything out of your players who have all the talent in the world, and we're getting, I think, pretty much as much as you can get.
It is inexcusable for the talent they have. They've got the top. They would have.
Do they though? Is the talent isn't it really great at the top end? But doesn't it wear thin pretty quickly?
A little bit.
Yeah, it does. But they would have the top five. Five of their players would be in the top 50. Players of the AFL right now. That it's inexcusable to not be getting more out of that team, I reckon.
Let's not talk about Carlton.
I was about to say that.
No, let's do, because they're going so beautifully.
Yeah.
But it could change.
Moz on them, so let's not, them to turn it
around. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, like Judas. All right. Well, on that note, thanks to everybody that's listened. Chin up. As we said, as Fiona said, get back to Melbourne next week, and we know how well we do in the dream time. So,
no, that's a win this year. Lock it in.
Put
your houses on it. Yep. Oh, we've got some more sauce.
Hang on, more breaking news. Wait. let me do the theme move. Breaking news. Win top 2000.
Well, this is coming from a journalist.
Callum Toomey.
Okay.
Zach Reid didn't finish today's VFL game due to a hamstring issue. Not ideal for for the young bomber, who was close to a return to the AFL after a long layoff with a back injury?
Well, assuming this is true, I think what we need to do next week is do the Bulldogs Uber flood from year 2000. We just need to start everyone behind the ball.
Nah, white flag. I'm calling white flag. Just call it in. Call it. Say we're just not. We just can't make it. The whole team's got COVID. Guys. Can't make it. Sorry, COVID has run through the club.
The plane got turned around.
She didn't make it.
We just got that.
Fake test results.
Yeah, Archie Perkins is like the ground zero patient of the awful Chapel Street COVID strain.
Yeah.
And it's just rampant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's unforeseen.
Archie variant.
The Archie variant. all right. Well, that's not great news. We fuck next week. Jesus.
It's just hilarious. All you can do is laugh.
This is what I'll end it on. I know we've threatened to end this a few times. If you take a step back, big picture, we all agree, like, this year, if we just strike off this year and just say, look, the final result doesn't matter. It would be nice to sneak a final, but it actually doesn't matter. There's so many positive things I think we're seeing from the new Brad Scott regime. He's come back a better coach. He's a much better coach than he was before. Like anybody who gets experienced at something, of course they're going to be better. We're seeing terrific improvements with players. We're seeing, I think, an ethos from the players that are out there, which is hard at the ball. They tackle, sometimes miss tackles like today, but they try. They don't give up. Lots to like. Forget results. Let's just focus on building the list, getting better, and I think we'll hit our straps in sort of 2025, which after 23 years of waiting, or 22 years of waiting, what's 18 months, 24 months? Yeah. God, who would have thought I'd be preaching patience? All right. We're now going to end it before there's more breaking news. thanks to everyone that listens. Check out the sponsor, Something About Cake. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers.
That was a hot mess.
It's nice.